Like I say, we appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be here this morning. Appreciate you being here in the service today. If you don't read with us, we're going to read some out of the book of Genesis. I'm going to read some out of the 11th and the 12th chapter. 11th and 12th chapter. Book of Genesis. We're going to start with about the 27th verse of the 11th chapter. And we'll just read straight on through the 12th through for a few verses. Need your prayers. It says, now these are the generations of Terah. Terah begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran begat Lot. And Haran died before his father, Terah, in the land of his nativity in Ur of the Chaldees. And Abram and Nahor took them wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai. And the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah, and the father of Iscah. But Sarai was barren. She had no child. And Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife. They went forth with them from Ur of Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. And they came unto Haran and dwelt there. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will shew thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old. When he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. I believe that's all I'll read this morning. Do need your prayers. Just ask you to pray for us for just a little bit. That of Vacation Bible School this week was centered around Abraham. And they had some pretty good songs. And it told a little bit about Abraham. There's two young girls sung a song. There's the only two in their class. I was going to get them to sing it this morning. Neither one of them's here, but that's all right. If you was here, you got a blessing. If you didn't, you just missed one. That's what I'm going to take my thought this morning. And they sung that song, they talked about Abraham. As it says in this scripture, says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee." And they sung that little song about Abraham, and the kicker part of the song is, yes, he did. Yes, he did. That's what I want to preach on this morning. Lord, help me. Lord, help us to be like Abraham. I know it calls him Abram here, which his name was changed. Hard for me to call him Abram, so y'all understand. Abraham and Abram, same man. Just had a name change. But Abraham was told by the Lord to get out, leave, go. And he said, to a place or to a land that I will show thee. Yes, he did. What did Abraham do? He left. He moved. He got gone. Yes, he did. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, if we had some folks this morning, brethren, that would move when God said move, thank God, you'd have to put us somewhere else for the goodness of God all around us, my friend. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Preacher, don't get excited. There's something exciting about this. You ought to heard the song. Yes, he did. Yes, they did. Brethren, there's nothing, no better, brethren, than for your children to obey your voice today. Ain't nothing make you feel any better. Yes, they did. Yes, he did. Abraham, you read the 11th chapter and it talks about the Tower of Babel. Then it filters on down. And Terah was born during that time. But Terah, the Bible says he got Abraham and he got Lot and he already headed toward Canaan. He is looking. Thank God he has looked for a better land, for a better place. The Lord told Abraham, you move, you get out. He said, I'll bless you. Glory to God, I'll make you great in the land. Yes, he did this morning. He moved. Brethren, if you'd moved, thank God you wouldn't be able to handle it. No, you wouldn't. You go on, follow Abraham. Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! Yes, he did this morning. Glory! Glory! Abraham moved. Yes, he did. Woo! 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 Preacher, there's something wrong with you. Yes, they are. Glory to God! It's wonderful just to obey God this morning. Bible says that Abraham and Lot journeyed. If I read my scripture right, they both multiplied. After a while, they separated. I can't help it. Bible says that Abraham told Lot, he said, you choose this way. He said, I'm going this way. What he told him, we're going to separate. Did you know that Abraham never did forget Lot? Never did forget him. Helped him, rescued him more than once. Yes, he did. Glory to God. He moved when God said move, and God blessed him for it. Woo! Glory to God this morning. We ought to shout the house down. The Lord told Abraham. Abraham separated himself. He built him an altar. Yes, he did. Yes! Glory! You all know why God blessed Abraham. Thank God, because Abraham, yes, he did believe God, my friend. He built him an altar. He got in touch with God, and God said, I'm going to give you everywhere you put your foot down. He said, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to bless you. Listen, and Abraham moved, thank God, when God said move. He didn't know which way to go. Problem today, we got too many knows what they're doing. Yes. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I'm going to get off Abraham here in a minute. Ho! Glory to God! Hallelujah! Thank God we got folks today just like Abraham, my friend. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I wonder if you had a character in the Bible that you could picture yourself as, who would it be? You ever thought about that? Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! Preacher, I don't like all that loud stuff. Well, you're going to have to just do something else, all I can tell you. Listen. Come to the place after a while. I got to move on. I'm just going to move on. Listen. Listen. Sarah didn't have no children. And when she was 90 years old, the Lord visited her. Yes, sir. Abraham being 99, 14 years after they left. Listen. Listen. You know, if you just listened to the Lord, He'd keep you out of a lot of trouble. And I'm going to say this, I don't care what age you are. Do you hear me? Preacher, the teenagers got a rough road to hoe. Let me tell you something, just keep your head down, keep hoeing. Glory to God! Just believe God and listen! Listen! He'll keep you from some things. When he says, don't listen. Preacher, how you know he's going to say don't? Because I know what that mind goes through. And a lot of these sitting here do too. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Glory! I appreciate what I can feel. I appreciate what I can see. And thank God you know exactly what I'm talking about. Preacher, I wouldn't want to raise no children in this generation. Why not? It'd be my question. Why not? If I wasn't so old, I'd raise two or three more myself. Yeah. Preacher, not in this world. Yes, sir. Thank God I got a God bigger than this world, my friend. Abraham had one. Did he not? But when his Lord told him to move, you know what he done? He moved. He got gone. Yes, he did. He got on the trail. Preacher, I got circumstances the Lord can't fix. Who said? God's able. I believe he's able. Brethren, but I'm going to tell you something. There are some things we've got to follow. Yes, they are. Abraham, Sarah become with child. 90 years old. She had a child. They called his name Isaac. And as Isaac grew, one day the Lord talked to Abraham and he said, you bring your son, thine only son, Isaac, to the mountain. To the mountain. You know what Abraham done? Abraham, yes, he did. He moved. He moved. Preacher, I couldn't give my son He moved. Abraham moved. That ain't all he done. Brethren, he put him on the altar. He drawed back the sword. Brethren, he is about to take his life. And the Lord stopped him. Angel, listen, yes, he did. Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! I'm glad there's some people in the Bible, my friend, that did. Yes, they did. Yes. It ain't everybody, my friend, that's gone sour. It ain't everybody, brethren, that's living like the world. No, it ain't. Brethren, we got folks that's following God. Yes, we do this morning. I'm glad of it. Ain't you? I'm glad of it. I'm glad that our parents and our grandparents didn't take everything with them. They left some things. Did they not? They left some things, brethren, in our care that we'd take care of them. Yes, sir. I got some things. I got some tools down there. My granddad, he didn't hang them up and look at them like I do. You know what he done with? He used them. It's what he had. Yes, sir. It's how I got a little old drill. Well, preacher, it takes too long. That's how they done it. Is it not? I got a few saws down there. I got a two-man saw. You know what that is? Yes, you do. Preacher? Cross cut. What do you mean, two-man saw? Well, it takes two of them, my friend, to use it. Yeehaw. Push-pull. You know what? A lot of them done it for a living. Did they not? Listen, they've left some tools with us. I ain't talking about them kind. Brethren, there's been some things handed down right here at Mountain View that never will die. I believe it. Because I believe there's some of you that wants to use them tools. You just ain't learned how yet. Gonna be honest. Honest as I know how to be. Preacher, what do you mean? We don't know how. Brethren, some of us has problems with letting the Spirit have its way. Yes. Yes. You know what you got to do? You got to do just like Abraham. When the Spirit says move, thank God you better pack your bags. That's how it works. Because it's easily, my friend. What's the word? It's easily, I ain't coming, it's easily hindered. Easily. It'll move. And if you wait too long, it'll move on. Don't tell me. You sit there and shake on that beach. They sang in the old invitational song, "Preacher, there ain't nothing to them. Don't tell me there ain't nothing to them."
Bless him, Lord.
And you sitting there just shaking. "Preacher, you can't see that." Literally, sometimes. Literally. Brethren, when the Lord told Abraham to get out, thank God he got out. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He took his only son Isaac up on the mountain and God spared him. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I want to talk about a little woman everybody knows about. For just a minute. And then I won't talk about her son. For just a minute. Brethren, there's things in this world that God wants His church to do. Yes, He does. He wants His church to do. These things that He's left with the church of the living God. And you know what we got to get in the mode of doing? We're going to have to get into the mode of moving when God says move. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Something we've got to work on. Something we've got to know. Without a doubt, my friend, when God speaks, He means it. Do you know that? Hannah. Bible said that Elkanah had two wives, one Peninnah and one Hannah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none. She had no child. Listen. Peninnah was her adversary. And Peninnah continually poked and gouged and done all she could against that of Hannah, because Hannah had no children. Bible says that Elkanah loved Hannah. He gave unto Peninnah and her children portions, but he gave unto Hannah worthy portions. Yes, he did. And he even told Hannah in a certain place, he said, "Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? Brethren, that wasn't the problem. The problem was she had no child. Huh? Elkanah could not fix the problem of Hannah. Could not. You know what it took? It took the Lord. The Bible says that she told the servants there, said, "You saddle the ass, and I'm going to the man of God. To the house of God." Yep. Yes, sir. Can I tell you something? I don't know this morning. I don't know about the message as far as that goes. It's what I got. But I want you to know, when you really, really, really buckle down between you and the Lord, yep, you'll find your way to the house of God.
Amen.
Do you know that? And right regular. Huh? Right regular. But brethren, she, Elkanah told her, said, "It ain't the new moon, it ain't the Sabbath." Said, "What are you going?" She said, "I'm a going. You tell the servants to saddle the ass. Get it ready. I'm going." Listen. And she went to the house of God, and she wasn't too concerned about Eli nor his situation. Brethren, she had a problem. And she had one she couldn't fix. And she didn't bring it to Eli. She brought it to the Lord. And brethren, she cried unto God, wept mournfully, insomuch that Eli thought she was drunken. She told him, she said, I'm not drunk. She said, I'm of a sorrowful spirit. Amen. Huh? She is hurting. Amen. Huh? She is hurting. Folks, if you ain't never been there, you just hold on. You just hold on. I want you to know something this morning. She had a problem she could not fix. And brethren, she brought a problem to a man that could fix it. Amen. Yes, she did. Glory! Glory! Amen. Hallelujah! Woo! There's something, my friend, about getting hold of God this morning. Not only that, Steve, there's something about God getting a hold of you. Preacher, I ain't living in this mess no more. You know, I'm just going to be real plain with you. That's a cop out. What do you mean? Preacher, there's some problems, my friend, we have to work through. Have you ever worked through it? Yes, you have. Yeah, I have. No need me. You have too. You have too. Just look around. Brethren, at the situations, thank God in your own life that you could not fix. And he helped you. Did he not? Preacher, he didn't fix the problem. He helped you get through it. Did he not? I guarantee you he did. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Brethren, I can tell you that Hannah had this problem, and brethren, Elkanah could not fix it. Didn't matter how much he loved her. But the Lord could. The Bible says that Hannah prayed for a male child. A male child. Yes, sir. I've always said this. Hannah wanted a child, but God needed a man. Glory. Glory. She brought it to God, Marshall, and thank God, God fixed her problem. She promised him something. She said, you give me a male child, and said, I will give him back to you. Huh? Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. God needed a man. Amen. Yes, he did. Brethren, I thank God for people in the Bible that moved. Brethren, when that of the Spirit of God moved up, they moved, my friend. Amen. Bible says she had a child, had a son. She called his name Samuel, which means asked of God. too. Listen. She raised Samuel as long as she could. And when he was old enough to be weaned, she took him where? To the house of God.
Amen.
Right back to God. Left him. Yes, sir. Give him. And you know what God done with that young man? He used him. He used him. Did he not use Samuel?
Mm-hmm.
Brethren, Samuel learned all about the house of the Lord.
Amen.
He kept some things going.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll read it real close, you'll find out that he shut the doors and opened them up. Huh? Yeah. Glory.
Bless the Lord.
Glory to God. One night the Lord wanted to get in touch with Samuel. Yes!
Amen.
Thank God, yes! I pray to God you be the one that God wants to get in touch with this morning. Preacher, them days is over. I don't believe they are. I really don't. Had a man tell me the other night, he said, I don't know. He said, maybe I'm too old. He's younger than I am. He said, but I just happen to believe that when God gets a hold of people, that he gets a hold of them, Darrell, just like he did me. Laura, Laura, I don't think he's changed, my friend. Woo! He still deals with the heart. Samuel. Here he goes. Thou callest master? Eli said, I didn't call you. Go lay back down. Huh? Listen. You may not understand everything that's going on, but I can tell you this morning, brethren, you know that you have been touched. He's called you. Samuel. You hear that? Here he goes back. Eli. You called? I didn't call you. Go lay back down. Samuel. Here he goes again. I know you called me. He said, I haven't called you. He said, but let me tell you what to do.
Amen.
Huh? He perceived, the Bible says, he perceived that the Lord was calling Samuel. Listen, you go lay back down, Samuel. When you hear that voice, you say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Glory! 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 Hallelujah! Yes, he did! And God talked to him, my friend. I don't know the exact age of Samuel, but he was still a young man, best I can figure out. When he laid back down, you know what he heard? Samuel, Samuel. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. And he spoke. He told Samuel some things about the state of the children of Israel and about Eli and his whole house. Yes, sir. And the Bible says the next morning that Eli come and he got in touch with Samuel and he said, "You tell me." He said, "You tell me everything that he told you. Spare nothing." He said, "You don't tell me." He said, "Whatever he says gonna happen is gonna come upon you." Huh? I'd probably tell him too, wouldn't you? Listen, listen, don't be afraid, my friend, of what God shows you. You hear me? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, my friend, to move upon that that the Lord has impressed you to do. No matter what it is. Well, I preach to them's my friends. Them friends might need to hear what you saw and what you heard. Yes, sir. Good chance. Samuel began to tell Eli. And Eli, at the end of all of it, he said, "Well," he said, "it is the words of the Lord." In other words, so be it. It wasn't pretty. You go out and you'll find my... And the scripture says very plainly, it says that Samuel did let none of his words fall to the ground. In other words, that the Lord told him, he received it. And he published it. Yes, sir. And he was known as a prophet from that time. Yes, sir. Samuel, go and read about him. Beautiful. Beautiful, my friend, the life of Samuel. You know why the life of Samuel was so beautiful? My friend, because when God spake, yes, he did. He done. He moved. He done exactly. You go and read it about the time he went out after Saul, going to anoint him for king. Do you know that Samuel loved the children of Israel so much that he thought they had rejected him? And the Lord told him, he said, "They've not rejected you, but they've rejected me." Huh? That's how the Lord felt. Listen, yes, he did. After Saul, he went down to Jesse's house to anoint a king down there. And the Lord specifically told him, he said, "You look not on the stature." Don't look at the person. Because Samuel would have anointed two or three of them. Surely this is good, huh? That's what he thought. But the Lord said, "Not so." He asked Jesse, he said, "You got any more?" He said, "I got one." Huh? Got one. He's keeping the sheep over yonder, but he's just a lad. Samuel said, "We ain't a sitting down. We ain't a eating until he comes." Yeah. Glory! Glory! For people that'll just wait upon God this morning. Amen. Listen, it's the reason that Samuel's life so beautiful. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. When God said, yes, he did. He moved. Bring my remarks to a close, and I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you why. I don't think, my friend, that your theories of young people living in this world just don't work today. I'm going to tell you. We had four. They were several hundreds of young men taken captive.
Amen.
Out of Jerusalem.
Amen.
Down into Babylon. Mm-hmm. And the king said, we're going to set these young men aside and we're going to feed them the king's meat and drink the king's drink. And we're going to find out who's wise among them.
Mm-hmm.
The wisdom, that's what he is after. And there's a young man by the name of Daniel stood up. And he said, I'm not drinking and I'm not eating. You hear me? Out of the hundreds that was taken captivity, they was four. Was they not? Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Four. They said, we will not defile ourselves with the king's meat and the king's drink. I got news for you. I don't care what this world tells you. You hear me? Brethren, if you're a child of God, you're one of his. And I'm going to tell you something else. He'll keep you from the danger. But you're going to have to move when God says move. And you're going to have to listen on your journey. And you're going to have to do just as the little song says, yes, he did. Yes, he did. Listen. Them four young men never did eat the king's meat. They never did drink the king's drink. No, sir. No, sir. You read the book of Daniel and you tell me if there's any four more characters that was more spoken of than them four. There's a situation, they was going to be in captivity. They are 70 years determined, my friend, against them. But I want you to know that them 70 years by these four young men was not spent doing what the world said they had to do.
Amen.
Proven.
Amen.
Proven.
Amen.
We're going to turn the music on. The decrees went out. We're going to turn the music on. And you're going to bow to this image. That was given. That wasn't given, my friend, by some low totem pole man. That's given by the king himself.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir. I can't help it. I can't help it. Bible says that they played the music, sackbuts, psalteries, and all that. And I've often said, there's somebody looking.
Amen.
You hear me? There's somebody looking. There's some of them run over to Nebuchadnezzar and said, there's three over yonder. They never did bow.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
He said, bring them here.
Yeah.
Huh? We done put out the decree. Bring them here. Bring them here. Glory. Yes, they did. They did exactly what they wasn't supposed to do.
That's right.
Yeah. Got them down there, young men? So we're going to give you one more opportunity. I love it. I do. I love it. It's what the world has to do. You know why they're all the time coming out with something new? They have to. They have to. They're not going to keep your attention, my friend, unless there's some new something going on. Some new fad. I know what I'm talking about. Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they told Nebuchadnezzar, said, Nebuchadnezzar, said, we're not careful to answer thee concerning this.
Yeah.
Said, you can play the music again or whatever, but we not going to bow. He asked them, said, is your God able to deliver thee? They said, their answer, Leroy, whether he does or not, we ain't bowing. You know why, Danny? I do, don't you? Brethren, they had something in their heart that was them. And they was going to trust God. It didn't make no difference how long captivity lasted. I said, we not bowing whether he delivers us or not. Nebuchadnezzar didn't like that. He played the music again, and they didn't bow. He sent word down there, and he said, you tell them to heat that furnace up 7 times hotter than it's ever been heated. Listen, folks. Preacher, we're living in 2023. God don't do things like this. I have you to know he does. He's just as able today to deliver me and you as he is able to deliver them three. But it comes down to whether or not we'll do what we say we'll do. Heat it up, bind them up, throw them in the furnace. They done that. The Bible says that that furnace was so hot that it slew them that cast them in. That's how hot it was. Boys, that's pretty hot. Is it not? For whatever reason, Nebuchadnezzar got curious. He went down there and he looked in that furnace. He said, boys, didn't we throw 3 men in here? They said, yea, 3. He said, lo, I see 4. And the 4th is as the image of the Son of God. Listen. Listen. He said, they're loosed and walking around. Yes, they did. They stood. Come get a verse of a song. I could go on and on. You know, I'm glad there's enough men and women alike in the scriptures that done exactly what this little song says. Yes, they did. Yes. Yes, they did. Preacher, how'd you get something like that out of what they are singing? I got news for you. I got a God bigger than I am. Do you know that?
Amen.
I do. When they sung that Wednesday night, honest to goodness, it's just like a turntable. Running in my ears and in my mind. I can just hear them. I don't know what all the songs said. I know some of what it said, but I can tell you one thing. It said, yes, they did.
Yeah.
Glory! 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 Hallelujah! bless you. You get in the portion of you just gonna do it this morning. No matter what the world says.
That's right.
This world, Cody, hit the nail on the head this morning. This world, my friend, our minds think alike, our rhythms go. I ain't computerized and I'm not hooked to any of you. I delivered a car the other day and we stopped and got some fuel, and while we was there, I was waiting on the other driver for just a minute. And I sat there and I tell you, I had never in my life saw such on a street. A public. I'm not going to get into that. That's a whole nother message. It's coming. You ain't going to like it. You hear me? Preacher, how do you know? I know when one's brewing. It might just be for me, but thank God right now it's brewing. I'm like the little servant. I see a cloud. Hell, glory, hallelujah. I thank God for the cloud sometime. Amen. Don't you? I don't know about you, but I love to watch his pictures sometimes. Them old clouds get to rolling and building. Huh? I can't do that. Buddy, he can. Just as white as snow, whiter than snow. Just a little old, well, preacher, you look, I ain't looking for nothing. I'm just enjoying. Thank God. Just enjoying what I see. Huh? Yes. Abraham, get out of your country. You know what he done? He got out of his country. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And he moved at God's command, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Build him an altar. You go and read it. I believe it's the difference between him and Lot. I'm sorry. I believe Lot was around Abraham enough to know that he knew what kind of man he was. Yes, he did. Has God spoke to you lately? Has God showed you anything lately? Preacher, I'm just in turmoil. Do you know what the problem is most of the time? Is that all we can see is the turmoil. I've used this many a time. I worked on a platform for years, and that platform was a great, graded work. A lot of times, all I could see is right there where my feet was, the grates. That's all I could see. But you let something fall or drop down yonder, another 10, 12 foot, and it get way down yonder, and you get to looking for it, you know what? You can't see them grates. It's amazing. It's amazing. You just get to looking, and you're looking down yonder. You ain't looking at them grates. Most of us is living on the grates. You hear me? We're living right here on the grates. I tell you, you get a desire to see further than that, and you look and see if God won't open your eyes. As the king spoke to the Lord over there, said, Lord, open his eyes. And when he did, brethren, he saw all the horsemen. Yes, he did. Of the Lord. And they looked at the king and they said, they'd be more with us. Huh? They be more with us. Brethren, there's more with us this morning. Get your blinders off. Preacher, this world's a crumbling. Yeah. I'll agree. I'm just going to say, I don't have to crumble with it. Do you? I don't have to fall with it. No. And the real truth of it is, I don't have to believe what they're putting out.
That's right. That's right.
Truth. Let us stand. Yes, he did.